Okay? And so he says, this is a year of joy. Now, this is the definition of a year of joy. You're in a year of joy when your listening increases. A joyful year equals I've increased my ability to listen to the truth and listen to loving thoughts. A joyful year equals, guess what? Because I'm listening to the truth, peace will increase with my willingness to listen. So this makes this a year of joy for me. The reason why this has been a year for joy, of joy for me, because this is a year that my listening increased, and when my listening increased, the happy, cool stuff increased. So this is why this is a year of joy for me, and the reason why it's going to be a year of joy for you is because you're listening to your truth more now than you used to. You know you are.
Yeah.
Now, the power of innocence, the power of peace, the power of holiness, and the weakness of attack are both being brought into your awareness. In other words, the truth is teaching us the power of peace and the weakness of attack. We're being taught that if you can stay in a centered, peaceful place and don't lose sight of your spiritual identity, continue to recognize you are not a victim, know that you have the power to create, and know that you are the child of God, the court says if you know that, then you're looking at the power of holiness. And also, we've had an opportunity to learn the weakness of attack. They're constantly being angry, and they're constantly blaming, and they're constantly doing things you don't love. You know, that's not making you stronger. That's making you weaker. So we're being taught the power of peace and the weakness of attack. Because we're finally getting that brought into our awareness. Now, check this out. Here you are, finally being a man that finally wants some peace in your life. He says, and this has been accomplished in a man firmly convinced that holiness and peace is weakness and attack is power. Now, the fact that you're choosing for more peace than for more attack, shouldn't this be a sufficient miracle to teach you that your teacher isn't you?
Yeah.
Right? But remember, also, that whenever you listen to God's interpretation, the result has brought you joy. Every time you've ever listened to the true interpretation, the court says, the results, check that out, the results have brought you joy. Now, would you prefer the results of your interpretation, considering honestly what the results of your interpretation is being? Would you really prefer the results of the way you've been doing things when you really honestly are willing to look at the results of you teaching yourself alone without love as being? God wills you better. What created you wills you better than what you've given yourself. What created you wants you to have more than what you've given yourself. What love wants you to have more than what you've given yourself, which is temporary love. Okay? Love wants you to give you more than what you've given yourself, temporary happiness. Love wants you to receive more than you've given yourself, temporary cool relationships. In other words, you know we can sum up everything we've given ourselves with one word?
Temporary.
What you create separate from your spiritual identity is always temporary, because your spiritual identity will never allow anything to last that doesn't give you the joy you deserve. So there's nothing that is not right for you to last. And that explains why so many of our relationships have been temporary. If it had been up to us, we would have suffered forever. Some of you all know exactly what I'm talking about. Right now you look back on some of your relationships and you say, thank God it ended. I didn't know it at the time, but thank God it ended. Well, it had to end. Why? Because it wasn't bringing you joy. And anything that doesn't bring you joy is unnatural. And anything that's unnatural will not last. So you need to start learning how to choose real relationships so that you'll never see your relationships end, because they're real. So I'm going to teach you the difference between a real relationship and an unreal relationship. Well, a real relationship you can't lose. An unreal relationship you always can, especially if you don't do certain things. But if I don't defend in my relationship, how do I keep somebody from taking advantage of me? Well, the way that you keep somebody from taking advantage of you is to say to yourself, I'm not alone. I will not intrude the past upon my guest, the Holy Spirit. I have invited him, and he is here. I need do nothing but just not interfere. And in that relationship with the other person, you say, I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release because I recognize we will be released together. That's the prayer at the end of chapter 15. That's what you say to release anyone and anything to peace and joy that you're in a relationship with. Just like right now, you have to work real hard to remember it. You're going to surely reach a point that you have to you will have to think real hard to remember how you think now. It's like because actually it doesn't take as long to become natural as it took for you to become unnatural. So the correction process doesn't take nearly as long as the time it took to make the mistake. So it won't take us nearly as long to get back to the peace that we're looking for as it took us to take our peace away through the things that we learned and experienced. If you really want to go fast, and I'm talking about the speeders, okay, those of you who like to speed, okay, the way you speed is you say, I'm willing to have answers that I didn't make up. I'm willing to not to have to understand everything in order for me to see what I want accomplished. These are for the speeders. There are two kinds of people who are on the spiritual path. One kind are learning and doing their spiritual path so that they can turn around and teach others who are trying to learn and help make everything better. There's another one that's learning all the things that we're learning in these classes, and they're choosing to just create a new world. And both of them are innocent, but you need to make a decision. Would you like to transform the world, or would you like to have a new one?
A new one.
You know? Okay, and in order to have a new one, then you have to let go of your obsession with always understanding something before it can be done for you. Okay? If you just want to be a real nice person that's a means to help other people out, and you're just a real loving person, and you're a real good person, and that's cool too, then stay a learner who has to always understand everything before they'll apply it or believe it or use it. Okay? So whatever you're going through right now, if you have something that you're going through right now in some area of your life that you're going through it right now, tell yourself, God wills me better. God, my Creator wills me better. My Creator doesn't will that I'm weary. My Creator doesn't will that I don't know how I'm going to live. My Creator doesn't will that I'm in a relationship with someone that doesn't appreciate me or acknowledge me. My Creator doesn't will that I be racked with guilt and fear about things I've done in the past. My Creator doesn't will that I suffer. My Creator wills me better. So couldn't you not look with greater charity on whom God loves with the perfect love? You know, it's like telling me, well, can't you look on everybody else with a little bit more charity because they're the ones that God loves with a perfect, complete love. But you know the funny thing is myself also. But you know the really incredible thing that I realized? Is that I never see myself. So it's actually easy to have charity on you and then therefore have charity on myself. Because if I learned through metaphysics that what I saw out here was a reflection of myself or a reflection of what was going on inside my mind. Anybody else hear that in the new thought? Everybody got that? Okay, then if that's true, then whatever I'm looking at is me. Right? Because I'm looking at a reflection of me, right? So when I look at you, if that's true, this is a mirror. When this is a freaking mirror, this is what I look like. Mm-hmm. And you didn't know you were dancing. You got dancing abilities beyond your eyes. You don't even know about. And my ability to calculate must be incredible.
And you have ability to
run
your
wallet. But I don't run my wallet. And so that's what the course is saying. Well, can I look with charity on somebody that I know God is loving? Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. I'm doing it right now.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Ooh.
I'm finished. You know, yeah. I would love whoever would like to acknowledge me. Thank you. Thank you. I acknowledge you. Yeah, thank you for not being afraid to acknowledge me. That doesn't make me a cult leader. Okay, it doesn't. It just makes me someone who is also trying to love you and be as loving as I can be, and I want to do the same thing with you. I'm not your enemy. I'm not somebody you got to be suspicious of.